Hey, it's Friday. And we're here, winning at life. This is the Daily Wrap, you know, at 7 p.m. every evening. Financial Talk. And it's live. 504-260-0995. And yes, I am Gregory Ricks, your host.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, the financial news is hilarious. It's almost like a comedy show. So we'll break some of that down. This is going to be the last weekday show, the last Daily Wrap we have before the tax deadline, which is technically on Monday. So I'm going to run over. We love doing this during tax time. Red flags, things that are in your tax return that could, that may, that have before triggered an audit. So that's something you can use. Probably save you a lot of hassle there. That's what we're all about. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, Gregory over across the table here from me is a Hall of Fame financial advisor. He's pretty good at this whole thing. Give him a call, 504-260-0995. You know who's making the most headlines today that I saw? Elon Musk. Did you see his early morning tweet storm?
Yes, I was aware of it. He's pushing back against the truth of what's coming.
Okay, so yeah, Elon Musk, he's been hit because he's still having production issues on the Tesla everything, basically. I mean, the numbers are so bad, it's not even worth going over again. He just said, in response to some criticism from The Economist, that, man, this The Economist, this is his official tweet. The Economist used to be boring, but smart with a wicked dry wit. Now it's just boring. And then in parentheses, he put sigh. Aw. Tesla will be profitable and cash flow positive in Q3 and Q4. So obviously, no need to raise money. That was at 3:11 this morning.
Okay, he has a billion in bonds coming due, and his only choice was to raise money. He's obviously not capable, can't go back to debt markets, but who knows? People been loaning him money and buying his stock, keeping it propped up. Probably will continue to do so. He's a great salesman, but now in the next 90 days, he's turning it around. Going to meet production quotas on everything.
What's the likelihood that happens?
Not likely.
All right, here's the good question. What does Elon Musk do first? Bring Tesla into profitability status or colonize Mars? These are two of his goals. Which one is going to happen first?
He's going to have to bring profitability first to that, because then there may not be money to colonize Mars.
Are they really that tied together, though?
No, they're not tied together, but just imagine, who's funding the Mars trip besides him? Are you kicking in?
I'm not kicking in anything. I know they get
some. He could start fundraising, you know.
They get some
tweet
money
for a dollar or something.
When they shoot someone else's satellite up into space, they get some money for that.
But we really don't know how the books are on that either.
No, no one's seen them. That's still privately held, right? That's not.
And hey, maybe those that are sending payloads up are paying all the bills. Might be a side job for us. Start a rocket company, you know. Willing to pay. We'll ship it.
That'd be, that'd be a nice little sidekick.
You know, he's got to get the Tesla thing working, because that's otherwise that's just going to keep draining down. It's going to change in some form or fashion.
Winning in space. See how that sounds good?
Hey, there's the company name.
Right. We'll have to start doing live events up there. Hey, just jump on this rock. We'll go up there. We'll talk a little money and we'll come right back. All right, so did you actually come down on one side of the fence, though? What will he do first, profitability or Mars? You said profitability.
Mars isn't happening next year or this quarter. So, and he says he's going to be profitable. So he's saying profitability is for, he's already saying it, and he has to have it. What you going to do? Keep dragging a broken company across broken glass and hot coals. Because the Mars thing isn't like going to happen. Yeah, he can put a sports car on top of a rocket and send it towards the sun, but really, profitability first.
All right, so the people on Wall Street are saying this guy has to raise like $2.5 billion just to keep the company going through the rest of next year, like this year and next year.
But he said he's going to be cash flow positive, no need to raise money. Well, somebody's not doing the math, and I don't know. Stacy and I was talking. We were on a trip, and there's a couple of business people we know that started a small company with three guys, and just in their space, they're the biggest player on the planet. And she was talking to their lead accountant, which kind of was a contract employee for them back in the early days, and finally they talked her into coming on board full time. So they finally made the money right. She sold her practice, and now she has 20 full-time accountants working for her at this firm. I don't think he has enough accountants, because what I'm getting at is Elon doesn't have enough accountants. Somebody's not keeping him up to speed, or he's just, look, don't tell me for a few years. I'm just going to keep pushing this thing forward. Maybe negatives bother him.
But how often is he wrong about these production goals?
Every time.
Exactly. Every single time. So when he tells you that they expect by the end of June, they'll be cranking out 5,000 Model 3s a week.
Okay, I'm going to shift gears here. I think this would totally shock you if he had tweeted this morning, yeah, you know, everybody's right. I'm short of money. We're probably not going to make production goals at all this year. And yeah, I'm going to have to raise money, several billion, because we just bleed it everywhere. I'm kind of down about it. That's why I sleep at the factory, just kind of keeping an eye on what's going on. And I appreciate you writing this article, bringing me up to speed, because my accounting department obviously is asleep at the wheel. Is that what you expect him to say? He's Elon Musk.
Good point. Very good point. Because it would crash his stock, and he would end all the charade immediately.
No, there's no way. The guy has at the cellular level, he's Barnum and Bailey, you know, the greatest salesman.
At the cellular level?
Zig Ziglar. It's all going to work out. We'll catch up.
I'm leaning toward Mars. If you ask me that question, I say he has a colony on Mars.
He gets to Mars before he writes the car company.
He's had more success in the rocket area.
Well, there's no downers there, is it? Except when they blow up, but they haven't been blowing up lately.
They blew up one last year. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of part of it. You blow up rockets.
Every once in a while,
lose a payload.
That's what insurance is for. But
you don't have insurance for missing production goals.
No.
Car builder.
Right. And look, there's insurance. Do you know JazzFest has insurance in case it rains? So there's insurance for
Darn, that must be expensive, because what I hear on JazzFest, it at least rains half the time.
Yeah.
So if you're having two weekends, one of them's wet.
Yeah, they have it during the rainy season. Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to be that insurer.
No, I wouldn't want to be that insurer. That doesn't sound like fun to me. You're betting. Well, I don't know. It's just the weather.
But that actually, I never thought about that, because I always say if you have an outdoor event, it's 50-50. You should plan for rain. There's 50% probability it's going to be wet. So I think I should start buying insurance for my outdoor events.
That's got to be a weird actuarial table. What do you have, Bob Breck behind the scenes over there crunching the numbers for you?
Farmer's Almanac, I guess.
Yeah, that might come in handy as well.
Breck's retired, so except if hurricane's coming, we do talk him out of retirement here and there for the show.
Now, on the other side of the coin here, Netflix, did you see this headline? I like the way this is written. Netflix is unstoppable. Netflix stock is up. Guess how much it's up this year? It's We're just a few months into the year. We're not even halfway through. Up 60% this year since January 1st.
It's a machine.
Yeah. Look, that's up far more than Apple. It's more than Facebook. That's more than Google. They're on their own little trajectory here, and they've separated themselves out from the rest of the fangs.
Yeah, so what's their expense? What is it they spend money? Now, are they making money? I'm not sure about that, but they keep rolling in the money. And what do? Let's make some movies. Let's make some TV. I'm watching this thing on Netflix. It started a week or so ago. And I went to this business conference. And what it turns out is, certain channels I like or some movie, and they didn't even offer the pay-per-view. You couldn't give them $25 to watch a movie that just left the theaters or $35 to watch one that's, you're kind of used to, I am on my travel seeing that, but there was nothing, AMC, that movie, AMC movie channel.
I love that one.
Yeah. I love that channel. Nowhere to be found, but guess what they had? Netflix.
Really?
So everything's good. I get to choose what I want to watch. And there's this show, Taken. So I'm watching it. And then I start to, and we'd watch a couple episodes for a few nights. And I go and look at it last night. Stacy, my wife, Stacy, she said, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to watch Taken tonight? I said, yeah, I want to see another episode. So then I pulled it up and noticed there's only 10 episodes in the season. I was like, God, that's one thing I did like about TV series. They'd give us 30 episodes. Okay. We get 10. So I'm on, guess which episode I'm on?
Two?
10. Oh, episode wow. 10. I'm about, and I said, I changed my mind. I just don't want to, I want it to last a little while. So I'm not going to watch it tonight. I waited.
Really?
I waited. So I'm going to wait on 10. I don't know. Maybe the weekend.
Look, here's the optimistic news. They're expecting a 40% jump in sales from a year ago, 60% higher profit than a year ago. Although, is it really profit? They turn around and spend it immediately. 7.5 million more subscribers than the previous quarter. And they're also worth more than Fox and Viacom and CBS and Time Warner and all that.
Full disclosure, I do own the stock, but this segment was not to promote the stock.
I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Christ in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Do yourself a favor. Put down your phone, put down your remote, get off the sofa, and treat yourself to some real entertainment. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society brings you the Louisiana premiere of Catch Me If You Can. Based on the hit movie, Catch Me If You Can is a big and bright experience with high-energy dance numbers and a riveting story. Catch Me If You Can plays April 13th to the 22nd at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Definite Banking. What's your take on that?
I have a tax question. We haven't filed in 4 years.
My wife and I both have separate 401 accounts. Could I consolidate that money?
What's Gregory's thoughts on where to stick my money?
I got myself overwhelmed in credit card debt. What can I do to get myself out of it?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I had this meeting last year, couple sitting in there, and the husband, his pension is $70,000 a year, and I bring up about the loss of income when he dies, that gap, because the check ends when he dies, and you should have seen that. It broke the sound barrier, her head spinning around there, and say, and I agreed to that? And he said, yeah, honey, you signed the papers. You do have to sign the papers, agreeing to giving that up. You know, and of course, we do have couples that are working towards fixing those gaps and making that up. But what you'd rather know, is there a gap early on or when it's too late? So be aware of what you're signing.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Did you get paid? Well, I did this week, but some of you still get paid on Fridays. I guess it works out for me on Wednesday. Well, I own the company, so I chose Wednesday as payday. Like, hump day!
Hey, is there any wisdom behind that? Why Wednesday? Because you get to choose it, right? This was Gregory Ricks & Associates.
I could have held your money a couple more days and say, well, let's just pay everybody on Friday. I'll just hold it all week.
But I get a feeling you didn't just flippantly make that decision. There's some sort of rationale behind Wednesday in particular.
Well, you know, Monday is the Friday after the close of two previous weeks.
What?
So the service that handles payroll, we need kind of 48 hours to get the money out. So that's reasonably quickest way to process payroll and get it out. That's how it ended up on hump day. Efficient, and let's get the employees their money.
Okay.
Don't wait.
So if we keep growing, and man, I'm just learning just by watching you, what a pain it is growing. You know, that's it's one of these headwinds where you see these people get successful and you're like, yeah, we can go ahead and tax them 50-60%. It's just some extra money. Now, look, you're earning that money. That growth, the stuff that goes along with it, the more complex it gets, the bigger it gets. Now you don't just need a couple of computers hooked to your router. Now you need a network. Now you need, more IT support, and you got to get the servers for it. And then you got to hire more people. That's a whole nother skill set.
Yeah, well, we went through that painful experience with AT&T, so I'll just kind of leave it at that. So now we have faster fiber optics. I thought we had the fastest, but no, we had to go through another contract and some pain. And okay, now we switched over to the new fast fiber optics. Oh, now I need other equipment to get it from the switch to the computers down the line. There. So now I don't know what that costs, but like, that's ridiculous. It should just go faster. You would think. I would, maybe you won't, but it should go fast. But no, I need more equipment and I'm going to need it wired more. We're hiring people.
Yeah. And so, your security is pretty locked tight, which makes it slows things down, and there's roadblocks everywhere, and I understand why you got to do it. Man, these things get a lot more complicated than they used to be. You ever sit around with the wife who happens to be your CFO? Say, you remember the good old days with just me and you and maybe one or two other people? And do you ever do that on the back porch? Just remember, just 10 years ago or so when we were just a plucky little upstart?
Oh, we've even had the talk recently of it, talking about what we have to go through to growth and maximize customer service for clients and the expansion of the radio show in other markets, because the radio itself has become a separate business, its own living thing, so to speak. And I said, we'd be fine if we just kind of call this status quo and just kind of work to this level. There's a moment of silence, and I said, nah, let's keep growing.
I've seen it with my own eyes. There was a friend, I guess you could call him, in Dallas that owned a cafe that was pretty successful. So they opened two more locations. And within a couple years, they were making money, but they were like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. We're going to close the other locations and go back down to one. Because now you got to travel all over town, and you have all the stress of one restaurant, plus another restaurant, plus another restaurant, plus the superstructure, all that, over all that. Because it used to be, you know, you ran one restaurant. Now you have to run that restaurant and oversee a general manager in another restaurant and oversee another general manager in another restaurant, all at the same time you were doing your full-time job to begin with. And, you know, part of that is taxes. You know, part of that's the extra regulation that comes along with it, and it's just not worth it. If 60% of that money is going to go away to taxes, I'd rather just have one store.
But I could pay people instead of it going to Uncle Sam, too. Think about it. If I pay somebody more, it's not really costing me that much more, because otherwise, if I keep that money, who am I giving a big pile to? Uncle Sam.
Yeah,
so I get more distance out of that money, which if I hire better people, I'm hiring people, what am I doing? I should be growing my company. There, that's kind of, if we're hiring great people and we need those people, guess what we're doing? We are growing, meaning we can help more people. Now, part of that is figuring out how to do it to where I don't stress out every day. I'm not having to run around to other offices and stuff. I'm not having to micromanage. If anything, some of the hats I wear, and I wear more than one, but I reduce the hats that I wear along the way. Because you also think about, what is it you're doing in the business that you have that you don't, first off, what is it you hate doing? How can we get you out of doing that job? And then what other hats are you wanting to remove to where we can get you doing, as a business owner, the best thing you do and the part of your business that you love? How can we get you to where, say, and it might not happen a year, but just say 2 years out, what if we could get you to that point that that's what you're doing and you've got a growing business and everybody else is taking care of all the other hats you used to wear? That's part of like what you're describing. He was unsuccessful at handing that off.
Yes.
And look,
you're nailing it. That's exactly what it was.
Personnel, in my opinion, as far as what we do, what's the hardest thing I do? Money management? Nah, we got that. We've been doing that a long time. Income streaming for clients. Oh, we got that. We do that. Tax-free income. Oh, we got that. It's personnel working hard to make sure we hire the right people, top talent, and pay to keep them. And that's one of the hats I'm still wearing, but I do plan to hand that off as well. But it's part of taking the company to the next level is getting the right people hired and in the right job. And they'll say, here, let me have that hat, Gregory. And then somebody else here, let me take that hat from you.
That sounds nice. Yeah. But see, this guy was not naturally a businessman or business oriented. Like, you know, your brain just functions really well.
Within the business world, I've learned another philosophy on that. And a lot of people running big businesses such are not doing what they went to school for, but all of a sudden a business opportunity crossed their path and they stepped right into that path and grabbed a hold of it. Now, does it mean you've got the ability to run a business and grow it? But some of these people do. And if you're not capable of staying on that path, business will spit you out. That's called business failures. But then there's others that understand that and they just blossom and grow, and probably other businesses spin off as a result, whether they're doing it or other employees that they bring up through there and do that. But hey, if you're not capable of that, then yeah, there's a place for you working for somebody else. But if you're not fit to be that entrepreneur, the business world will spit you out.
Yeah. And this was a guy that kind of wanted to have his own little business, but he wanted to be a part of the scene. You know, he wanted to be there when people were like, oh, where'd you get this salad dressing? Oh, you make this in-house? This is delightful. We can't get this anywhere else. Or, oh, you guys have the best wine list. I love this new Carmenere you added. He wanted to be part of the cool scene. He didn't want to be going from store to store checking everybody's books, and is the guy cutting out early, and is food missing from the the walk-in cooler in the middle of the night, and, you know, things like that, and having to audit everyone and come back behind people. And
it's automation for that.
And
more's coming, blockchain. You're going to know where everything is.
Yeah, that might have been nice at the time. But I hear people doing that. They're like, man, I didn't want to be a businessman. I wanted to be a chef.
Okay, you can be, but somebody else has to pick up the hats, and there's growing pains to get there. But it's achievable. But you got to master those things as well on your way there. And then that's learning how to hand off. And that's something I had to learn years ago, how to hand off responsibility and be okay with it. Because what's most of us like to do? To control it, to micromanage it. Oh, no, I don't know if I can trust you. You have to trust them. Give them the trust. If they are not capable, then switch them out.
I know,
but don't take the hat back.
The control freak is thinking, I'm going to hand off control and then I'm going to get burned.
Business gets better and grows more when you do that.
How do you handle the burns? Someone that you were dealing with, human beings.
Rub a little lotion on and keep going.
Just rub some dirt on it.
And you, hey, I'm a people person, love my employees and such. And yeah, I'm bothered by it at times when they decide to cut me loose, but that's, they have that right to go out and blossom somewhere else or fail.
We should do like a series of shows. That's just advice for small businessmen, for growing your small business.
Well, sounds like we started it tonight.
Right, but there's 12 other things that we could go into. We could go into how you've structured all your entities for tax purposes and how you tackle that, because you hit that stuff head on like it's a gleeful hobby. It's like, oh, what can we do to the tax man this year? Like, you're on the offensive with, you know, yourself. That's the way Jude talks about it. Oh, we got some new opportunities in this tax bill.
Yeah, there's a businessman I'm actually sharing some ideas with on how to take money out the business without it being a reportable income. And there's a small window. There's a tax rule that allows you to do that in a certain situation. And I'm taking that money that I do that, and we're putting it into a plan that's going to allow me to turn on tax-free income in 10 years.
If there's time tonight, this is from the Periscope. If there's time tonight, can you explain what shorting a stock means? I'm still learning. And we will continue this in 4 minutes for that answer. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, better call Gregory.
There's this individual, he had awesome pension, Social Security, and a pretty good size 401k, but his thoughts were to give away the 401k, hitting big distributions and spreading it among the kids. And he's in his 60s. You can turn that on to start having a reasonable income from those assets. And what if you in turn need it, because retirement's going to be a long time? I think it's a bad idea to spend it down. You know, it's kind of like, gosh, I love this goose. And it lays golden eggs. But you know, Easter's coming up and I sure want to eat me some goose. No. Go get you something else to eat. Let's keep the golden eggs coming out.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com. Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
How do you like your chicken cooked?
Fried.
No, well, I'm a chicken fried. No, Zach, I was talking to Gregory. You're in roughing us. Zach, stop it. I don't care about your jeans. We're trying to do a show, Zach.
Yeah, it's Friday night. This is Winning at Life. Live financial radio. The Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7. And tomorrow, from 10 to 1... we'll do it for 3 hours, live financial talk radio. A little bit different from the daily show, but still, once again, financial talk live. You can call us, 504-260-0995. Also, you can download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Oh, that's what the app used to be. We changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the Winning at Life app. Yes, just go to your app store, type in Winning at Life, and download that. Those of you that had the Gregory Ricks and Associates app realized there was a change. It switched to the Winning at Life app. Now, you can still connect to my daytime job through that app, but its core purpose is to connect, help you connect to the show, secondary to connect to the daytime job. But you can text us, email us, call us from the touchscreen. And tune into podcasts, a lot of other resources there. Free download, just a one-time login.
All right, JoJo on the Periscope room. If you want to watch us on Periscope, we're streaming live right now at Gregory Ricks through your Periscope app. JoJo says, if there is time tonight, can you explain what a shorting a stock means? He put A in there twice. I'm just reading what he wrote. I'm still learning. And there he goes. And can you make money that way? Let me repeat it. If there's time tonight, can you explain what a shorting a stock means? I am still learning. And can you make money that way? Shorting a stock.
I am uncomfortable shorting a stock because when that stock, it's an option is what you're doing. Essentially, most cases, what they're doing is borrowing stock from somebody else and selling that stock. Okay, so I owe you stock. I borrow the stock from you. It's $100 a share. I said, James, loan me 1,000 shares of that.
Sure, here you go.
You asked me, what am I going to do with it? It's okay. I got your back. I can handle it. You sure? Because I'd like to know. No, I'm not going to tell you that. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to sell it. You're going to do what? I like this stock. Well, it's going to be fine. I think it's going to go down in price. So I'm going to buy it at a lower price and return your stock back to you. So what's my exposure?
If the stock goes up?
If that stock goes up, returning your stock to you costs me a lot more money. So if it goes down, just at what point do I buy it and pay you back and I profit that difference? That's risky.
All right. At least one hedge fund, Velas Capital Management, has announced that they took a large short position on Tesla, betting that the company's stock is likely to plunge due to continued problems.
Now, if I wanted to follow their suit, or let's say JoJo over here in the Periscope wanted to short that one particular stock, is that something complicated, or can you just go to your brokerage house and say, hey, fellas, I want to short Tesla, and they'll run you through the paperwork or whatever screen you have to fill out on your computer to get it done?
I'm sorry, I was...
You were reading your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, say I wanted to follow the lead of this hedge fund that has taken a large short position on Tesla. And you're like, that seems like a good idea. Gregory and James are making fun of Tesla, and I'm kind of skeptical about it too, and I think I can make some money off a short. What's that process look like? You go to your brokerage house, say, I want a short Tesla?
Yeah, typically you have a time period. What's problematic for a lot of those that have done that is it hasn't gone down yet. People have been shorting it for a while, and... gosh, it's gone up when it's down from its highs, which have made some happy, but they're expecting it to go lower, and you're needing it to go lower if you're doing that, because there's a price for borrowing that stock.
Yeah.
And a very big price for if it goes up. You know, probably, you know, my intent's not to get into this, but really, if you're in long and shorting means you don't own the stock and you're selling it, essentially is what it means. What if you're long in the stock? That means you own the stock. And it's easier to sell it, but you own the stock. So what they're doing is, hey, I'm not having to put up much to sell this stock because I didn't have to buy it. I'm just basically renting it, but I'm selling it. I'm going to rent that house from you, but I'm going to sell that house. Well, it's different with a house though, because I want my house back. Well, it's okay. I'm going to buy you one like it at a lower price and give that one to you. They all look the same in this neighborhood. Anyhow, if you hadn't noticed. Okay, so that's what's happening with the stock. I'm borrowing it from you. I'm going to sell it. I really believe it's going to dive like a Tesla, and then I'm going to buy it back. Well, that's more like Sun Edison, which is a stock in the past that we were long in, and we sold it at a really on its upper tier price, and then that stock completely went away. Well, I just knew the stock was going to go down. We just had that signal, and it said it's going down. Now, it went down basically from about $38 a share to $1. Now,
woo!
That'd been something to sell short. You just would have made a killing. But things don't always work out that way. I don't invest that way. But that's some examples of shorting.
All right, I have one more story I want to get to before we do the numbers, because this will kind of set up a little bit of the context for it. Wells Fargo may be facing a penalty from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau of $1 billion. $1 billion. All right, here's where I have a problem. Now, Wells Fargo, they have not been behaving. I'm not saying they don't deserve some punishment, but they apologized last year for charging as many as 570,000 clients for car insurance that they didn't need. And then, which caused some of the customers to default on their car loans, and they had their vehicles repossessed because of these insurance costs put them over the line. And then there were, you know about the recent story where they were signing people up for ghost accounts that they didn't need as well. So you roll all that into one, and now the CFPB says, all right, pay $1 billion and we'll just forget all about it. I don't like that, Gregory. If some customer gave me their financial information and I gave them what they wanted and we did the transaction, but then I used their information to go to do this other transaction that they didn't ask for, that would be theft. I would go to jail. You mean to tell me if I go bilk someone out of their money, one person, one-on-one, I go to jail? But if you're an executive at a bank and you do it to 570,000 people, all you got to do is pay a big enough price and you don't have to go to jail. Jail's for the little guys. Jail's not for us big Wall Street fat cats. You just give a big pile of money to this government agency and we'll call it even. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, something is.
Is there any flaws in my metaphor, in my description there? Am I being too hard on them? What am I not seeing here? The government is letting this bank get away with stealing from 570,000 people as long as the government gets a kickback.
So let me try to tie into this. It's kind of your example of the company is like Won't Floors. Is that what you're referring to, Won't Floors?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not. Are you talking about a specific company that's taking advantage of people?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Well, this
I thought you were talking about a bank that kind of created fake accounts and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, they're facing. Yeah. They did.
So we could call them Won't Floors.
Oh, so yeah, you want to talk about a hypothetical bank that may have done something similar? Yes, yeah. Won't Floors. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake today. All right, so tell me about this. Let's say there was a separate bank and they signed up around 500.
Well, they have
people.
Fired leadership and stuff, and then it keeps coming out. Well, there was much more. Oh, we did that in that sector too. And they just keep chugging along.
But if you give Elizabeth Warren's favorite agency $1 billion, then you can skirt the law. You can go through. This is supposed
to. You mean Elizabeth Warren turned her head?
It's not even that. This thing is called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're supposed to protect you from getting bilked or defrauded by businesses. And what do? They allow businesses to defraud and steal money from you as long as they get a big enough cut. They are facilitating consumers getting bilked. And they're excusing the people who do it and giving them an out instead of sending them to jail. 504-260-0995. The number's next. I'm James Parker. We're winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
The correspondent lender is now over 60% of the business that's being done out there. I think what's happening with these big banks, this isn't talking about them losing profit. It's talking about them losing employees. Because you know why? Dwayne's going to get his clients the best deals out there, and they don't have to pay me to the back end.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Chris in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The Jefferson Performing Arts Society brings you the Louisiana premiere of Catch Me If You Can. You love the movie with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. Now you can experience the same amazing story as a high-flying musical comedy about chasing your dreams and not getting caught. Oh, I got a story that's strange, but Catch Me If You Can plays April 13th to the 22nd at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
The original purpose of annuities, they created it by life insurance companies to insure against superannuation or the risk of outliving one's income stream. You know, that was a concern one heck of a long time ago when these were created. And what is the number one concern today? Outliving one's income or their assets. These financial tools are designed to create a pension-like income that the checks can keep coming. Of course, you can turn it off and cash it, or the heirs get the underlying assets, so it's nothing going poof, the money's gone.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.